Welcome to Dirty Laundry with myself, Naomi, and Beston.
What's up, people?
Beston, also known as Pinky. And obviously, I am the brain. And I'm going to draw a theme song in 3, 2, 1. It's Pinky and the brain. Welcome to Dirty Laundry.
Are you proud of yourself, Naomi?
Very
proud of
myself.
Do you feel that you've achieved?
I sang a whole song.
All right.
Feel so good.
Is a milestone, singing an entire song is a milestone, I don't think the title of brain then would be fitting.
It is what it is, you know. it's not something that you choose, but this burden of being the brain was placed on me. And you know, with
by yourself,
power
by yourself,
comes great responsibility.
All right.
And
I
am going to carry
Spider-Man
out this
reference.
Responsibility as best as I can.
All right. So you're practically Spider-Man.
I'm not Spider-Man. I just am the brain,
you know,
of this whole operation.
On that topic, just digressing a little.
Yes.
Who do you think was the best Spider-Man?
Who was the best Spider-Man? Mm-hmm. It's definitely not this current Spider-Man. I just feel like
Tom Holland.
I don't even recognize Tom. You know?
Sure.
I feel like he's like Spider-Man on the side, you know? He's just like
interesting.
I don't know.
The side character in his own franchise. Okay, so which one would you say was the best? I'll jump in and say Tobey Maguire was the best. You know, the original Spider-Man trilogy? The very first one? I would say that's like the definitive Spider-Man.
Yeah, but... I feel like all of them were good except for Tom Holland.
Sure! There's something against this guy.
I have nothing against him, honestly.
Tom Holland, maybe if you'd like to answer back, you know, you can. If you're listening to the show right now, if you come back to us, you know, put in a comment about how you feel about this. But putting that on the back burner.
Okay, wait, I have to say Andrew Garfield.
Really?
I did like his Spider-Man.
I hated those Spider-Man movies.
Really?
I think they were the worst Spider-Man movies that have come out so far.
Really?
Yeah. It was just so... I know, the movies were so boring.
But you know, it's like basically always the same storyline.
Yeah, but...
But that is not what we're talking about today.
Back on Dirty Laundry.
Dirty Laundry.
We're doing a bit of a movie show right there.
You know, they could like sue us because there's a movie show on Active FM.
Oh, bring it on.
Bring it on!
Yeah, it's a challenge.
Why are you challenging them? Can we not promote
Give
the movie show?
Give me a list
show?
Of all other shows out there, and for each time we start our show, we just take
We're
a jab at
them.
Yeah. It's practically our job. You know, Dirty Laundry, we discuss stuff that make people angry. You know, we rile people up, you know.
That's us, you know? So
we jab at all the other shows.
Yeah. You know, there's a show like that already called The Late Late Show, right?
Cool, we'll jab them too.
Oh, okay.
Hell
okay,
yeah.
So next week we're just jabbing a whole bunch of people.
Hell yeah, why
great,
not?
Great. Definitely going to do that next week. But this week, we're going to be taking a look at transgender men. Or are they transgender women? Or are they just transgender?
The transgender woman.
Transgender woman.
Yes.
So that means that you're a woman stuck in a man's body.
Or basically a male that transitioned to becoming a female.
That's transitioned. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So.
Very interesting.
We're going to be taking a look at transgender women
and
in women's sports.
Yes. Which has become quite a heated topic and debate currently, hey?
Understandably so. Understandably so.
Yeah, because... Well, even on that, on the lighter side of this subject matter, so there's this rap artist whom I have never heard of prior to this little stunt that he pulled, whereby he took to Twitter, basically, I think in protest of transgender women competing in women's sports, because he believed that they have a physical advantage against... how do I say this without being cancelled? I can't say the word normal. I can't say the word biological.
But you know, again, honestly, it is cis, what it is.
Cis woman, cis IS woman, CIS.
But you know this cis word, man. You know, some of us are not trying to be anything. So can they not label us? Like, they found us here. Like, we didn't ask to be labeled anything. Now we've been called cis male or cis female. And it's cis is so ugly. Like, I don't know if they use the word cis in other countries. But for us, it's not, cis isn't pleasant. Like, it's cis man. What are you, ew, cis. Like, you know. Yeah. It's not a nice thing. Now you are cis female.
I guess they didn't consult with South Africans as coming up with these labels.
Do they ever consult with South Africans?
But, so anyway, so this guy's name is Zubi.
Yeah.
So he had the whole, he has an issue with, let me say, woman, born woman, and then staying woman versus males that transition to become women competing in the same sports, in the same categories and everything. Because since you are originally a male, should we even care about being cancelled? I want to know how much I should be mincing my words and walking on eggshells here.
Say it as it is. It is a part of our show to speak about things that do make people angry. So if you have two options,
can
it's either you're going to listen.
Can I go by my opinion here, really? I feel like if I speak my mind, I'll step on a little toes.
Sometimes in life, you just gotta step on toes, but unfortunately, because we don't want the church to get sued,
you need
to be as politically correct as you can be.
I hate that term, hey? But it's fine.
It's just so that, you know...
So, okay, rephrase. Okay,
but
cool.
But step on toes if you got to. It's the all show. Right, like, if you don't want to listen to it, then
I hear you. No, but we definitely want people listening to us.
We do.
There's no option.
Okay, you have no option. You will listen to our show. Whether you are angry that Besten steps on your toes.
Yeah. Listen more.
He will not
anger.
Apologize because it is his opinion. Everything that we say is our own opinion. It has nothing to do with Active FM as a whole. They didn't tell us to say any of these. We are just saying it as it is.
Just signing a
a petition. Not a petition. Not a disclaimer. That's a disclaimer. A very important disclaimer.
All right, sweet. Now we have that out of the way. So this guy, he believes, myself included, that dudes, you know, who turn into chicks definitely have a physical advantage over normal chicks versus a normal woman.
Yes, definitely.
So, but the world, okay, let me say the world, a lot of the social justice warriors. And transgender, the transgender community, like furious about this. Like, no, we're just as much women as normal women are, you know.
You know, I will believe that statement the moment one of them can actually give birth to a baby. You can't say you're as much as a woman as another woman, you know. I get that you're trying to be a woman. Mm-hmm. And I get that you look and you identify. I get that. But you do have unfair advantages because you still... In the way that you're built, right? Because men are built different to women. True. Obviously, there are some female that are built in a nice way. in a very nice way. They're not manly. They're just stronger, let me say. Or they built, they've got like broad shoulders or they're taller and bigger, you know. But...
a drag queen.
No.
I'm just pulling. I'm just pulling your leg.
I think we need to put a red tape in your mind as to what line they're not to cross. Okay, but like males are, they're just physically stronger. As much as like, what are they called? The women who fight for women's rights. What are they called again?
Feminists.
As much as feminists like to be like, women are strong. Women are strong. We are strong, right? But in the way that males, like men, were made, they're just built different. And
stronger.
Because they built, they said, define strong.
So, I mean, physical strength.
Yes, physical strength, definitely.
We're speaking in terms, I guess in
but
terms
of But when we're
sports,
talking about... pain thresholds. Please don't even tell me you're stronger than women, right?
I guess. So women do have a higher pain threshold than men.
So, males are built different to women, right? Yeah. So now, that gives them an unfair advantage. That's why...
With that unfair advantage being physically stronger. And physically yes. faster as
because
well.
Because now imagine, let's say me and you got into a fight, right? Mm. There is sure. no way. As much as the movies like to portray the girls as the knights in shining armor, yes, there are some like bomb girls who have had like karate lessons and you know, like yes, they are like Black Widow type of girls. Definitely, they do exist, right? But the average girl, man. cannot go into an MMA ring with an average guy. She will get hurt. She will literally get hurt, like badly hurt. And you know, MMA fighting or cage fighting, like that stuff is brutal, right? Yeah. And there's like no niceness. Like you can't, what's the word? You can't kick soft.
You don't pull punches, pretty much.
You can't. Do you understand? You can't do anything.
You want to hurt this person. You're like, yes. I'm going to level you.
And most of the time,
you.
It's very bloody.
Yeah.
It's very bloody, but that's the sport.
Yeah.
So now girls versus girls, like, you want to go lose a tooth, like, go lose a tooth. But then if you're saying a guy with all his manliness, he's probably like twice this girl's size, you know? And then he's going to be fighting this girl. It's not going to end well. She'll be hurt, like,
flattened.
Hurt. Flattened. What the hell? She'll be hurt.
So this guy, right, Zuby, a rapper guy, took onto Twitter to say, I identify as a female. And as such, in the gym, he decided he went on to break numerous female weightlifting and deadlifting records.
Wow.
And then it was like, anyone who goes against this is sexist, is a bigot, is transphobic. Just to like set his point.
Yeah.
So it took the world by storm. Hey, he appeared on like many news channels, is like being interviewed. So he got this as like an opportunity.
It's a very sensitive topic.
It is. He got this as an opportunity to basically say what he wanted to say, which is the moment you're born a male, already you have the physical attributes of a male. You know, your testosterone levels are higher. Your bone structure is different. Your muscle density is different. Basically giving you a more physical strength.
Yeah.
And then even if you go into the whole hormone treatments and whatever surgeries to cut off whatever parts of your body is still built and remains the same. Your muscles remain the same. Your bone structure remains the same. Whereby you are more built, let me say, to perform more physically intensive tasks.
Yeah.
Like weightlifting and stuff. And as such, there was a transgender woman who, I think it's a recent thing. I don't know if it's been a couple of years. I forget her name. I should just whoop out Google. But she went on to break a lot of records. And then one side people are praising, transgender representation. And then on the other side, like, this is unfair.
It is unfair.
This is actually
speaking
unfair.
Speaking of unfair advantages, right? So people are likening it to, for example, they're saying that, like, right-handed players for, let's say, tennis or something. So if you are right-handed, you have an unfair advantage over somebody who's left-handed. But I just feel like that isn't true, because it's not like you've had, like, you were left-handed your whole life and then somebody forces you to now play with your right hand. Obviously that's going to be an unfair advantage. But left-handed people, they know how to use their left hand better than they can use their right hand. So that's not an unfair advantage. What an unfair advantage is, this man who is built this girl, this person, because I don't know what they want to be called, this
wanna be
person,
called a woman.
They want to be called woman, this, this woman, okay, this person is, they are choosing, do you get what I'm saying? So the cis girl, the normal, can I say the normal girl?
Say normal.
The normal girl didn't choose to be a normal girl.
You are going to be set alight.
He will burn me at the stake. But she didn't choose, like for me, I didn't choose to be a girl, right? But then if now you choose to be a girl, you still have an unfair advantage towards me. Get what I'm saying? So that's an unfair advantage.
Yeah. So it's weird that they would liken the whole left hand, right hand thing, because those aren't biological differences.
Exactly.
It's not like upon birth, it's a fact that the right hand is much stronger than the left or anything
like
that.
It's whatever you are used to using.
It's I think this even goes full circle to, you know, the conclusion of last week, as in the world is just getting more and more ridiculous, really.
The world is getting, and you know, if they want this so badly, then they must just have their own category.
I was about to
they
say
they can
the
literally
same
have
thing.
Like girls versus girls, boys versus boys. Girls that used to be boys that okay, transgender versus transgender.
Yeah.
There's no other one, right?
I think they wouldn't have a problem with that.
We wouldn't have a problem with that. It's not like we're trying to attack them. Let's include them by giving them their own category.
That's not what they want. You see, now their whole debate on that is that now it's a sort of discrimination, is how they would see it.
How is it a discrimination? You know what boggles my mind?
Yeah.
Is that. You feel okay. Obviously, they are.
It's really
it differs for people, right?
It's an emotionally based argument, really.
Yes, it really is. So it differs for people. So there are some transgender people that genuinely want it to change, right?
Yeah.
But then there are other people who now are changing just because whatever they were in. Let's say they were. Car racer, I don't know, but then now they're not making it. They're not making it, you know. They're not making it like they're not the highest racer, right?
Yeah.
They can't make it within their own gender.
Yeah.
And now you want to be proud of making it as a woman, like. Where is your pride? Like, how does that make you feel like you've achieved something because you went and you did something that I don't know how to
put it. Well, in their mind, I'd almost call it a delusion, because in their mind,
I'm not talking about the ones who are just doing it because they wanted to change. I'm talking about people who now do it just so that they can get a medal or just so that they can be recognized as, you know, breaking world records. Those people... I feel like...
Because a lot of them, you know, surprisingly enough, had won, like, a lot of competitions as males. Then the transition to female, then they win a lot more as well as female, because you can't compare the competitions. Because even if you look at the difference between the male weightlifting, like, champion, like, the record, and the female weightlifting record, it's like a lot of weight difference, eh? But then, it's a weird world we live in. But surprisingly enough, though, this is the kind of debate that has really, let me say, it's really got like a polarized whole support and not support kind of groups of people.
Look, you're gonna upset someone. Someone's gonna be upset if you allow them. Then the cisgender are going to be upset.
Yeah.
If you don't allow them, the trans community will be upset.
Yeah.
So what we do, we just give them a category of their own where they fit in, you know, and then they do their thing there by them.
Maybe, you know, that might be, I hope maybe that's where things are going. Because I think
so
that
too.
Would just settle the whole matter. Because even a lot of professional female athletes are now coming out and like complaining about this, because even another fact of the matter is there aren't any female transition to males that are like winning competitions and winning
because
medals.
We all know why.
Exactly. So it's one of those. The facts are there, but people just refuse to care about
people
that.
People want to.
They want to just their feelings. There's
exactly.
a very infamous phrase by Ben Shapiro, one of the guys I listen to, a very bright mind, which is facts don't care about your feelings.
Facts don't care about your feelings. You heard it first here. Okay, you didn't hear it first here because Ben Shapiro said it, but you heard correctly. One more time for those sitting at the back who didn't hear you loud and clear enough.
Up, you know,
yes, get ready. Mm-hmm. Say it
prepare
with your chest.
Drop the mic.
Say it with your chest.
Puff my chest up. Fix my posture.
Clear your throat.
For all you out there, facts don't care about your feelings. Facts do not care.
Facts
about
do not
your
care
feelings.
About your feelings. And as much as we want to argue, the fact is,
also biology
we
doesn't
are different.
Care about your feelings. Two. There's that too.
I was not ready for that one. I was not ready for that
just
one.
Just wanted to drop that in there as well.
It is what it is. Obviously, if you disagree with us, that's fine. That's your own opinion. No one is going to fight you for your... Oh, well, the social media mafia will. Because they're forever ready with their pitchforks. And their fire, you know, they will burn you. But we here will not fight you for your opinion. We won't even look at you funny. We'll just not regard you at all. I'm joking. It is what it is, you know.
It is what it
is. I believe what I believe. Vincent believes what he believes.
And I think what I believe.
But there
is
what you believe, and there's the truth, and there's facts. So place yourself in the correct category. Don't be left behind, you know. Place yourself in the correct category.
Of facts.
Of facts.
And biology.
And biology. But also, you know, it's your opinion, so.
True. Which you are entitled to.
You are entitled to your opinion.
True.
And you are also entitled to being told some facts, you know.
I see you trying to leave this as open-ended as you possibly can.
That's the best we can do in this age, in this day where people are so sensitive. You know, you don't want to step on
snowflakes. People are snowflakes.
People are snowflakes.
We live in a world of snowflakes, like hypersensitive people.
Mm-hmm.
Which is
and there's so many things that people weren't sensitive to back then that they're so like emotionally involved, like deeply, where you're just like, chill, why are you so upset about that? You know, where some things don't even make sense as to why people are fighting for it. But just because a mass of people are fighting for it, people just jump on the bandwagon.
It's this whole group identity thing that is really like come to prevalence in the 21st century, hey?
Yep.
So the whole thing of the individual pretty much isn't there. We're all identified by our group. We're categorized by our groups. Mm. And if someone says your group should not be happy about this, you don't have an individual thought. You as a group should just all be angry about this.
Yeah. But then who's the ringleader? Because somebody needs to speak to ringleader. Because you know, you're leading your sheep astray sometimes. Whoever the ringleader is.
Society is the ringleader. The universities are the ringleaders. A lot of these problems, I think, stem from universities now. Because pretty much
people will literally burn you for that statement. People swear. People, especially people who are currently in university, they will literally...
I don't, you know, and especially the kind of... where this whole, you know, kind of social topics and identity politics and... all this, but yeah, I think the problem is there.
Okay, so wrapping up, best and yes, no, trans people should be allowed in.
Give them their own categories,
as
you mentioned.
That is the solution. Give them their own categories. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. We had such an interesting time today.
With a very complicated topic.
With a very complicated, sensitive topic.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. It is it what is we do. We have been given the burden of stepping on people's toes. Sometimes it can be rough, and other times it can be rougher. But you know, it is what we do. You can catch us doing this again next week, right, Besten?
Yep, definitely.
We'll be back.
Let's hope
Besten
we don't
is not
get
back because somebody assassinated him. So hopefully that won't happen.
I'll just identify as one of these protected groups in the country.
Exactly, then you will be protected. Alright, so you're definitely catching me and Besten on next week's show.
Mm-hmm.
Until then.
Signing out.
Bye.
Cheers. Peace. Bye.
Enjoying the Active FM shows? Well then catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777, Twitter and Gab at ActiveFM, Facebook at ActiveFM/777, as well as YouTube at ActiveFM and our website at www.activefm.co.za. Don't stop, don't hesitate, find, follow and enjoy us on all our different platforms. You don't want to miss out.